Hello everyone, this is Sameeksha and welcome to another episode of Diary of a Binge Watcher. About a year ago, I watched this show which I liked very much, and then I waited for almost another 1 year for season 2. But I recently came to know that the show got cancelled after the release of season 1 because enough people did not watch it. But I personally feel that this show is worth watching for its perfect mix of comedy, drama and some good emotional content also. I know that all of us are going through a lot of things these days, and I'm not here to add to your problems, but I have this sweet and simple series which have some deep emotions also, represented in such a way that you'll feel the emotions but still not cry. The name of the show is Crashing, released in 2016. 6 episodes in season 1, and average length of each episode is around 23 minutes. The show is written by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Those who know her already will go and straight away start watching the show, because why not? She is fabulous. She is also in the lead of the show with other 6 actors. We know how crazy she is when she is on the screen. Well, the show is about Lulu, which is our star Phoebe, crashing at her childhood best friend Anthony's place, which is a hospital which is not in use nowadays. So, Anthony is also engaged to a woman named Kate. Well, that's when things get awkward between Lulu and Anthony, because both of them had a thing for each other at some point in the past. The story is not just about these two people, but other 4 very diverse characters. I feel the show is very beautifully executed and well written. It includes of very strange desires and wishes and fantasies, we can say, which we tend to avoid all our life. From confronting our feeling, to our crush, to accepting our sexuality, this shows has said a lot. Why is it different can be your question now. I think the way the makers of the show have said so much in just cracking some real good adult jokes is amazing. Of course, don't watch it with any kid in your family. Just enjoy it with some adults. And honestly, you don't have to take out hours from your day to watch this show. It's a short series which I'm sure will help you to distract your mind from the hell load of work which is given to you by your bosses to ruin your work from home life. There's a scene in the show where all 6 characters, which is our lead cast, sit together for dinner a day, and that scene is the most beautiful scene of the show according to me. Because this scene involves so many stories, so many emotions, confused emotions of our lead cast, and then ultimately providing some basic but very important lessons to its audience. This particular scene is very powerful, meaningful and very well executed. Honestly, I enjoyed the show, felt terrible as soon as I realized that the show is over, because the episodes are very small and you don't realize that you have finished the series. But then I was expecting for season 2 for quite a long time. I feel extremely sad to say that they're not coming back with another season, which is, I don't know, it feels very bad to me. Still, I feel that you can enjoy the show no matter what, and I'm not going to say enough more about this series because I might end up telling you I don't want to be someone who gives you a spoiler and you will hate me for it. Anyways, I think this is enough for today, and I hope you're going to watch this series, and I know that you're not going to regret it, I swear. It's fun, it's funny, it's entertaining, it's not something which will make you go back in the flashbacks and make you sad about anything that happened to you at some point of time in your life, because we don't have enough time to be sad now. I mean, we are already thinking about some or the other thing in our life. Okay, fine. Enough. Well, that's enough. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Until then, bye-bye.